Blake Barnett, welcome to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
How are you?
Good, good. Welcome back to T-Town. You just left a couple of days ago, but thank you so much for helping me out.
Oh, no problem. Enjoy it.
Absolutely. Blake, sort of walk us through the day and sort of make us known or let it be known when you made this decision that you were going to attend the University of Alabama.
I made the decision yesterday. I think I've been discussing it with my family a lot past couple of weeks, even before the trip. But the trip kind of sealed the deal for me, and I decided on my decision yesterday, and that's when I spoke to Saban and Kiffin, and that's when I made it official, and then today I released it out to everyone to know. But couldn't be more excited.
Blake Barnett right now, the newest commitment to the University of Alabama, makes 19 verbal commitments to the university. I think we're 231 days away from National Signing Day. Sort of walk us through, how did you get engaged in what Nick Saban was accomplishing here in Tuscaloosa in the University of Alabama?
I would say after my commitment to Notre Dame, I came into contact with Coach Kiffin, and that's when we first started to communicate, and then just recently when I took my visit up there, that's when I got to learn everything about Bama and Coach Saban and what they have going on up there, and learned what great things they're doing.
Blake, did you grow up a Notre Dame fan?
No, not necessarily. I really didn't grow up rooting for anyone. I kind of grew up with an open mind. I honestly wasn't the biggest football fan. I didn't watch that much football, honestly, growing up, NFL or college. I always loved to play it. It was always my passion. It wasn't really there for me to watch it. But I've always grown up watching Alabama win championships, so I guess that works out.
Absolutely, and it is a unique place, and I don't think there's anywhere in the country. We talk college football on this program 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. We never stop, but if we talked anything else, they would probably run us out of town. So sort of gearing you up for what to expect from the Bama Nation. What has the reaction been like from those Alabama fans on Twitter? And here it's been a meltdown because you've made your decision public.
Oh, it's been awesome. The fan base is incredible. They're extremely supportive and very friendly and outgoing, it seems like. I couldn't be more excited.
I want to go back to, you were talking about visiting this weekend, and you talked about being blown away with your arrival. You talked about the community. You talked about the university. Let's get into the specifics about that. When did you arrive, and when did you leave? But talk about some of those highlights of the weekend.
It was awesome. I was originally only supposed to stay for about a day and a half, and I had two other college visits scheduled, and one of them I just kind of changed my mind on, and another school got a commit, so I figured why not spend more time at Alabama and see what all they have to offer and get the full experience, and couldn't be more excited to be a part of the Crimson Tide.
So you met with Nick Saban. What did he tell you? What did you like about Nick Saban when he sat down and tried to show you the program of what he would like to make Blake Barnett a part of this program?
Well, it was awesome. Coach Saban's an awesome coach, and he's a really nice person as well. He's an absolute genius when it comes to football, and I think that's what came off first, just knowing all his intelligence about the game. It's really surprising. For a person that didn't really know much about him, I had only spoken to him once before I actually met him in person. But just getting his knowledge and telling me how I'd fit into the scheme and how I'd be successful at Alabama as an athlete and as a person as well, and even the student. So it was meaningful.
Blake, have you thought about what you'd like to major in here at the University of Alabama?
Yes, I'm going to major in communications for broadcasting. And actually, when I was up in Tuscaloosa, I got to visit tour the communications center, so that was really nice too.
Pretty impressive set of facilities, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really nice.
No doubt about it, and certainly we know a lot of folks and connected there with a lot of interns here at the University of Alabama. Right now we're talking with Blake Barnett. He is the newest commitment to the University of Alabama and made the decision today via the Bleacher Report. It was public out there. I think a lot of folks will, as they're just now getting back in their vehicle, certainly excited about Blake arriving here in Tuscaloosa. For those of us that do not live in California, even though we've got some folks right now, I see the big board listening to us there in California. The Bama Nation stretches across the 50 states. Describe your playing ability, and what do you think are the strengths of Blake Barnett?
If I were to describe myself as a quarterback, I would say a pocket passer with the ability to extend the play. I've been kind of categorized into the dual threat, which I don't really favor that much because it seems like, in my opinion, most dual threat quarterbacks are a run first and throw a deep ball every once in a while type of quarterback. And I like to think that I can drop back and sit in the pocket and throw it downfield. If not, I can make a play happen with my feet.
And as you look in college football, can you give us a couple of guys that you think you remind, and not saying that you're in that level yet, you got a lot of continuing to grow as a player, but looking in college football, who do you think that you try to simulate as far as your playing ability?
I think two good quarterbacks to simulate to would be Johnny Manziel, one, which most people think Johnny Manziel is just a run quarterback, which isn't true at all. He's a pocket passer, which people wouldn't think of, but most of the plays where he's running downfield and making plays, he's reading first. He's reading the defense and looking through his route, and he's taking off and making something happen. And I also think Marcus Mariota does similar things, too. He's a strong runner, but he's an excellent passer as well. So I think those are two college quarterbacks.
Now, you went to the Elite 11 camp, and it's my understanding that you were the MVP there. Talk about that experience, and talk about what it was like to compete against the nation's best.
Oh, that was awesome. Heading out there, I believe it was in January when the first Elite 11 camp was. And most of the Southern California quarterbacks were there, and some quarterbacks from around the nation. And California has a handful of the top quarterbacks in the country, so it's awesome to get out there and compete with them, and I was fortunate enough to get the MVP of that.
Well, it's certainly one of those things that we're looking forward to seeing Blake Barnett in that crimson jersey and looking at the championships. You know, Blake, and I'm sure you've probably thought about it, the probability if you spend 4 years in Tuscaloosa, you're going to walk away with some jewelry. Have you thought about, you know, I'm going to Tuscaloosa. Sure, it's prestigious to wear that crimson jersey, but at some point it's going to take some hard work, but I'm going to walk out of there with some jewelry for my trip to Alabama for 4 years.
Definitely. I mean, that's the biggest mindset of all college athletes or college football players, I guess you could say, coming out with a national championship. And I think that's a big goal for teams, and especially Alabama, since they have such a great history of winning and hopefully trying to get that 16th.
Let's talk about Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin was a big part of your decision and was a guy that will be your quarterback coach, the offensive coordinator. Talk about your relationship and what did Lane Kiffin do to sell you on the University of Alabama?
Coach Kiffin is awesome. He knows a lot about football, and his past doesn't last. We've had several quarterbacks come out of USC and go into the pros, whether they're successful or not. They get him there, and he's done excellent when it comes to college football, and his offense is dominating, I guess you could say. They have results, and he's an awesome coach.
You look at Lane Kiffin, you're a dual-threat quarterback. Not only do you have a great arm, but if you talked about the footwork that you bring to the table as well, did Lane Kiffin talk about that being part of the future here at Alabama, that they could utilize someone like Blake Barnett to be able to scramble out of the pocket and to get away from those defenders?
He didn't really say that they'd start running the ball, because obviously they're on a pro-style offense, and that's not what they're going to. They're not going to change anytime soon. Even Saban said that, but he definitely said that we could take advantage of rolling out and getting some passes on the run, get out of the pocket, and if things don't really work out, I could always take off a field and get some yards out of it.
Well, I was watching your videos today that you've got on your Twitter account, and you can connect with Blake Barnett _8. I was watching a YouTube clip of you, the scramble that you broke about 8 or 9 tackles in the backfield. that reminds me of Johnny Manziel. Now, I like I said, I know you continue to grow as a player, but that was an amazing run, and I think you took it to the house. Folks can go and connect with you on Twitter and watch that as well. Blake, you're going to be a mid-year enrollee. You're going to arrive here in December, January, and take part of the next 15 days of practice in spring of 2015. That's your plans right now?
Yes, we'll be heading out there in January.
Final question, Blake. Now it's your job, because you're part of the University of Alabama's 19 verbal commitments. Have you made any phone calls to other recruits and asking them to join you in Tuscaloosa?
Not yet. I'm still kind of caught up in the moment, since this has all kind of escalated quickly. But Coach Kiffin's going to get back to me pretty soon with names to go after. So I'm excited about that, too. That's another priority I have going into my senior year, is to get some good players into Alabama and get the fourth best recruiting class in a row.
Blake, you've let the other schools know that your recruiting is, I know that's not going to be done for them, but you've let, obviously they know your decision now to go public and to attend the University of Alabama. Has those schools been notified?
They will be if they're trying to recruit. I'm closing down my recruitment completely, and I'm firm on my commitment.
Blake, one more thing. Can you give us a big Roll Tide? You got the Bama Nation that is tuned in tonight. They're excited. You've caused a complete meltdown in Tuscaloosa and throughout the state of Alabama. They're excited to have you in a future Crimson uniform. The Crimson jersey, certainly prestigious. Can you give us a big Roll Tide to Tuscaloosa?
Roll Tide.